stories if I could, and they'd look accurate. So I found my way back to my own trench eventually.
Well, that's quite a story. If I could just ask a couple of questions just to get a short answer. What size was the force that started out with? Was it a company or a...
How
large was the original British attacking force?
Oh, well, you see, attacking a force, we were machine gunners, and
right.
We always went by ourselves, but sent the coming behind us were some infantry, a Scottish battalion, and one other. So if we captured the position, they were to be in the trench and hold it. Holding a number of troops, but I should think there would be that at the start with machine gunners and the infantry, we would have 800, 1,000 men.
And what was the size of the group that you were in command? Was that just a gun crew or whatever?
Well, it started as a gun crew, yes. It started as six men, but when we got further on, it was dwindled to two men. The other men were wounded. But that was the way with machine gunners too. They would be sent out on their own. The rest of the army would come as infantry.
So you were in the vanguard always, in an action?
Yeah. Oh yes, we used to, at nights, take our guns out into no man's land and dig them in. And men would come and work them all night, and then before it was light they would take them back to their own line again.
What the gun you're talking about, is that's a Vickers?
Vickers Maxim.
Vickers Maxim.
Yes.
And it required six men. Six men were assigned to the working of it, and they were commanded by a subaltern.
Well, there'd be a sergeant in charge.
I see.
Excuse me now.
Sure.
I said machine gun crew was six. Well, sometimes it was eight, not often, but sometimes a commanding officer would, if he had the men, would put eight to a gun.
One man would carry the gun?
One man carried the gun, and one man carried the tripod. The gun was mounted on a tripod in action, of course, and one man would fill the belts with bullets, and one man, these Vickers Maxim guns carried water to keep them cool. One man had to see that the water supply was kept up. And when there were eight men, some of the men would be, duplicating the chores.
Right. The job of the machine gun crew was to advance in front of an infantry, say an infantry company or infantry battalion.
Infantry battalion.
So it was
in the British Army, every battalion has a name. They didn't go by numbers like the Canadians do sometimes.
Yes. So these six men would precede 500-600 men then, or
all the machine gun battalion would be 1,000 men, and they worked together. That 1,000 men, they had to arrange their own supply of bullets and food and every other thing. But there was just this one battalion of the machine gun corps with the division I was in, which was the 33rd Division.
Right. And it was, well, how large, say the machine gun battalion had machine gun companies, did it?
No, they didn't group machine guns like that. They had them in platoons.
So there were so many platoons, and then those they formed as a whole a battalion, which was attached to a division.
That's right. There were so many platoons, and they would form a battalion. But the machine gun battalion is always on its own. It was a separate entity, and they'd all be attached to a gun somewhere or another, and they'd be busy all the time, the worst of the time.
I see. One question, if you, one last question that has puzzled me since yesterday. When you found out that that you had missed the boat in Canada with the ambulance or the field ambulance unit, you paid your own way across and joined the British forces.
I paid my own way across.
That would seem to me that you had a very strong desire to join, to get in on the to get in the army or whatever.
Well, in those days, in 1914, when war was declared, there's a different feeling among men. They were very keen to take a part in it. It was like in the Second War, you had a bad situation, the depression was on in the country, and a lot of men, no doubt, joined to get a means of living. It was a case of bread and butter. But in the First War, it was esprit de corps. It was hard to describe. It wasn't a feeling that you wanted to kill men or watch them wounded and dying, perhaps. It was a you're in arms to defend England. That's what the esprit de corps was, to help England, help the old country.
I see. So that's why. It's just, it seems it was impossible to join a Canadian unit in Canada, or did you try?
No, it wasn't possible for for me to join in Winnipeg or anywhere in the province of Manitoba. They told me when I was at Fort Osborne Barracks that they had more men than they could handle. They were all so keen to join.
A situation which changed in about 3 years, I
probably did.
A lot of people thought that the war would be over by Christmas.
Yeah, that's right.
That in August.
That's right.
And did you yourself think that that was true?
I don't think I ever thought about it from that, but you know, I didn't know whether it would last until Christmas or not. I never thought about that.
Well, I think that's all we can cover today.
Did you read this letter?